I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Thursday evening in the IU Jacobs School of Music's Our Hall, at 8 o'clock, the music of Terracine, the forbidden music, Daniel Hope and Friends. Our guest is Judah Cohen, a professor at IU of Jewish Studies and Musicology, one of the people who was approached by IU cellist Eric Kim and the director of the IU Jacobs School of Music, Gwen Richards, about putting on a production. Judah, thanks very, very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the project and about the concert.
Sure. In fact, this is a series of three events, of which the concert is really the culminating event, which is very exciting for us. The project is one of a number of projects associated with trying to understand what it meant to produce music and to produce music of a very high artistic quality in a Nazi concentration camp, in this particular case, the show camp of Terezin. In order to look at this, we're bringing in a violinist named Daniel Hope, who was really the person who spearheaded this particular project. On October 30th, there will be a noontime concert, a kind of a preview concert that will include a pair of scholars, one of them Mark Roseman from the Jewish Studies program here, the other one Tina Fruhoff, who's coming in from New York City to be able to discuss different representations of the Terezin concentration camp through music. And then we will culminate in a fantastic concert that will take place at 8 o'clock. With a 7 p.m. pre-concert talk by internationally renowned musicologist Michael Beckerman.
Tell us a little bit about the concert, Judah.
Sure. The concert brings together a number of really world-class musicians who have become very interested and really very passionate about trying to understand the nature of this music, to see what it means to perform it today, to see what it means to research it and to understand what it meant back then, and then to be able to bring it to an audience to discuss these kinds of questions. What does it mean to produce music in a place where many people would often feel music would seem inappropriate? What does it mean for these musicians themselves back during or interned in this camp to be able to feel like they could produce this kind of music? And what does it mean to think about it now?
Who are the composers?
We're looking at a number of composers that are relatively well identified with this period, including Hans Krause, who is known. Some people may have heard his name associated with a children's opera called Brundibar, which was actually turned into a children's book by Maurice Sendak and also had a number of performances, including one that was on Broadway relatively recently. There are also others, Erwin Schulhoff, for example, Ilse Weber is another one, and then Gidon Klein would be another. These all people who were associated with the Terezin camp, some of whom created works there, some of whom brought works there, some of whom had works performed there.
And all of whom, either there or where they were sent, went to their deaths.
Yes. Part of the issue here is looking and seeing what it has meant to maintain these composers in memory, to see them, in some cases, as symbols of this strange contradiction that the Theresienstadt concentration camp represented, or in other cases, to try and make sure that their music remains a reminder of this time period.
Professor Judah Cohen from IU's Jewish Studies and the Musicology Department of the Jacobs School of Music about the upcoming programs around the music of Terezin, forbidden music, especially with the talk in the mezzanine at the Musical Arts Center on Thursday the 30th at noon, the pre-talk at 7 in the evening, and then the concert led by Daniel Hope and performing with Friends in our hall at 8 o'clock on the 30th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.